Hi, it's Eric RPG again. I'm here with another review for RP Grinders. And this time it's Bravely Second N Lair for the Nintendo 3DS. While it's been a very long journey for me to complete this game, I can finally say I've finished it and give a rare review of the game. So here we go. Bravely Second is the sequel to Bravely Default, but more so than Bravely Default, it's the sequel to Bravely Default for the sequel edition, which is the version that Western audiences got when it finally came over, because Square almost didn't bring the game over to them, because Square, and they've pretty much given up on, at that point, they pretty much have given up on supporting any platform. Even so much to the point today that they'll have Nintendo publisher titles, because, hey, why not save money while we're at it? Because we don't, while also not having the confidence to foot the bill ourselves. And it's just risk management, I guess, and it's all about money. But, hey, I guess they don't want to default on their loans. Terrible jokes aside, the game is a direct sequel, only taking place about 2 years after the events of the first game. And you play as Yu Jinniolja, and he's a member of this order of knights called the Crystal Guard. And I'm not going to get too much in the story other than the setup. But stuff happens, and he finds himself in another city somewhere, and his two party members betray him, and he tries to go after them to try to reason with them again, and maybe because he's still in disbelief or whatever, but he meets up with Magnolia Arch and Adea Lee, not necessarily in that order, but then it's not long afterwards until they run into Tiz, and then you've got a full party, and then you get a couple of the Yastrix, and then the adventure goes on. But, suffice to say, it is a vast improvement over the original, but it's still held back in many ways that I'm gonna have to give it the same score at the end of the game as I did that game. But, I'll get into that later. But, some quality of life improvements would include, having the ability to, if you had only played the original Japanese, Bravely Default, it will include the new Bravely Second mechanic, which lets you pause time, break the damage cap, so if you can do over 9,999 worth of damage, the game will let you at that point, but only during Bravely Second, and much like Bravely Default's Western release, that requires you to consume SP, and to get more SP, you either have to pay potions or you have to let it recharge. So it's kind of like a mobile game mechanic, and that's kind of gross. It was a point of contention with the original, and it's still here, but I never felt like I needed to, because the difficulty select is still in the game, and you can switch it at will. But in my honest opinion, it's not worth playing on anything higher than normal difficulty, because at that point, the only thing that really changes is the enemies get way more HP, and I ended up playing on casual mode for the duration of the final portions of the game, because the bosses just become HP sponges at that point, and plus I had over-leveled anyways, because it's so easy to, because another new mechanic about the game is the ability to do successive battles and increase your experience and JP and gil modifiers. When gil's the currency in the game. Actually, I'm not sure if it's gil, but a lot of Final Fantasy stuff in here, and my brain scrambled. It's kind of late. But, and I have to do a couple other things, so my mind's kind of preoccupied, but I'm soldiering through it. Side note, set aside, one of the things I didn't like about the game is the fact that money is still difficult unless you're grinding, and it's kind of hard to just pick and choose what you want to grind. That's something I had wished the Bravely Default 2 had also fixed, but apparently from what I've read, that's something that they still haven't really fixed, so that's kind of a bummer. But, because I would have liked to just be able to grind money real fast instead of having to level up everything. But, I do really like, how much stronger the characters are in this. They're definitely written better. They're less grating, and while there are less party talk dialogues that you can engage in, which are like little skits that reminiscent of games like the Tales of series, they are at least better. They're still not voiced, though, which is still annoying, but like, you can tell the characters have grown from their experiences from the previous game, and they're there to help you grow as well, and he grows a fair bit better than Tiz did in the previous game. And the Astro Cauldrons themselves are also better, and you're not just straight up killing them. The game does also pull a Bravely Default, where you go revisit portions of the game again, the New Game Plus, and that's actually part of the plotline. Like, as the game's title suggests, there's a Bravely Second mechanic, and if you do that in New Game Plus, the real final part of the game happens. Kind of a spoiler, but the game hits you over the head with a hammer to let you know you have to do that anyway, so it's not really a spoiler. Anyways, once you get through that part, you can see the true ending, and the ending's actually a little bit more satisfactory. And it wraps up all the loose ends from the previous title. And you get to see some returning Asterix. Some of the newer Asterix jobs in the game aren't as useful as others. And others have been nerfed, like the Dark Knight, because you can't use the Salve Maker to inflate your HP beyond the max to do even more damage, because the Salve Maker doesn't exist in this game. And it was only sort of replaced with two other jobs, which aren't as good in my opinion. But overall, the game's very satisfactory, and I'd recommend it to those who were fans of the original, or even those who hated the original, because there's a lot more to like here. And I'm going to give the game a 9.5 out of 10, because I feel like one of the weaker aspects of the game is the game soundtrack, and while the tracks are good, they're just not, compared to the last game's composer of Revo, it's just not as good, and there are definitely less tracks, and while there is the soundtrack is large, it borrows most of its soundtrack from the previous game, so that kind of hurts it a bit, and there need to be more original tracks, in my opinion. But, that's my score of the game, and, as an aside, without spoiling the ending, I really love how meta it got towards the end. And while it's not, like, super mind-blowy, it's still kind of interesting to see once it hits you. So, be prepared to be surprised just a tiny little bit. And, I hope you enjoy the game, and I'll be back next time with another review. See you guys later. Bye-bye.